Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Albert Valise is going to get there. There's no question. He squares it. There it is. It's another. And it's Bubba Rodriguez again, scoring goals left and right. Valise with the assist.
Welcome back to the Houston Dynapod podcast. I'm Finister, and we just kicked the shit out of Los Angeles 3-0. And going into it, I was extremely pessimistic. I felt like a draw would be a win. After what I saw, fucking elated. And I am joined today by Joey Chabala. Joey, introduce yourself, man.
Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
So I met Joey through, I don't even know what that thing's called. It's like that little room on Twitter.
Yeah, a little Twitter group chat.
Is that what it is? It's like a big, it's a big group chat. Yeah. I will say the one thing I noticed immediately was that half of your profile picture is the Europa League playing Arsenal. And I was fuck. I was like, at least for 2 hours every week, I have to dislike this guy. But I mean, that's like 2 hours out of a lot. And I understand if it goes both ways. Like, oh, we fucking slapped y'all, man. It feels good. I'm sure you feel terrible because I've been there.
It was awful.
Yeah. I mean, and to be like a Liverpool fan and see that all slipped away from them too.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, it's been a good day for me. Surprisingly. Very, very surprisingly. So, we're like right after the match. It's 9:13 p.m. on Sunday night. And before the match, right, I was just thinking, there's no way we're going to be able to fucking come out of there with a win. Let's just not lose. Like, don't fucking lose. And then I'm taking my kids home, and I Google Houston Dynamo because I know I can see the lineups. And then I see the lineup, and I see Thor Olferson, Darwin Serén, Matias Vetä, Memo, and Corey Baird. And I went, oh, fuck. Like, this is going to look really, really bad. I was excited to see Vera come back. Serén, it's like, he's been all right. But then Baird came back in, and I wondered, like, did Baird... You think Baird might have maybe just mentioned, hey, Paulo, you know, I'm from California. I know I've been pretty shitty lately, and I'll probably be shitty tonight. But do you think mom and dad can watch me play? what were you thinking when you saw that lineup, man?
I was a head scratcher. So the Serén inclusion, I understood. He's been pretty good lately, actually, I think. But Baird and Thor were off to me.
But, and Quintero on the bench.
Yeah, I figured Quintero would get a rest at some point this week. We have a lot of games.
That's true with the Open Cup and everything. But then we have a pretty lengthy break coming up too.
Yeah.
So I was thinking and just hoping, like, okay, if we can get to halftime with this uncreative lineup with a very defensive midfield. Because as much as some people, John Ringrose, like to say Serén is an 8, I still think he's more of a 6. And I still feel like Vera is more of a 6. And then to put Jose Memo Rodriguez on the left and Baird on the right, I was just thinking, there's no fucking way. But, you know, seeing Chicharito out was like, okay, that's not bad. But I kept thinking, halftime, Quintero might come in. Maybe we can make something happen. My big thing also, Thor was up top and he hadn't scored all year, which we know came to a fucking crashing halt tonight. Also, hey, did you notice Valentin and Fafa did not travel? Do you know what's going on with them at all?
I don't. I feel like Valentin has to be getting traded.
Or released or something.
Because he's nowhere.
No, he hasn't been around very often at all. So before you saw the lineups, what were you expecting? Like draw, win, loss? What were you thinking?
I was expecting a draw, but I was pretty hopeful we could get a win because LA were pretty bad their last two games. They got slapped by Dallas, but Dallas are a much better team than us. Hard to admit, but they are.
They are. They're better. They are better. That other team isn't. That other team is not.
And they were pretty bad against Minnesota as well. So I thought maybe we could get a little win. I wasn't too optimistic, get more of a draw as well.
After you saw the lineup, did your prediction or your feeling change?
Yeah, I thought we were going to lose.
All right, good. So I'm making sure I fucking wasn't the only one. Because, I mean, man, you know how it is supporting this team. We have these things, you know, we are used to fucking being hurt.
Yep.
We're used to being hurt. And it's painful, but it is. So here we go. You know what? This fucking thing messed up all my formatting. So I was like, where is my first and second half notes? All right. First half, man. Dude, we fucking foul a lot. Like I am noticing we foul all the fucking time. And we time waste. Clark was doing it early on. Clark was doing it before we scored. I don't know if you noticed that. Did you see that?
I did not.
We will foul and we waste time. And dude, that I started thinking if I was a club, because I have been being a Spurs fan, I've played Burnley. I've watched us play Burnley. I know how fucking frustrating that can be. Like we must be shit to watch. Like I think we're entertaining because I'm hoping we score. But for other clubs that are, let's be honest, most of them are currently better. Like we have to be hard to watch sometimes. What do you think?
Yeah, I probably agree with that. Yeah, it doesn't help. I think some of our attackers are pretty boring too, other than Quintero. Like Sebas, I think Sebas is very effective. I think his play style could be a little boring to watch at times.
Well, he was fucking phenomenal tonight.
He was phenomenal tonight. He's very effective. He's just pretty. He's a little slower. He's more of a he can hold up the ball a little slowly. He's not that great on the ball, but he's very effective. But he's kind of boring.
So I like him. Who was it on the first goal? Because I fucking missed it. Who was it on the first goal that got the ball to Thor? Was that Memo?
Yes, that was Memo.
Oh.
Teenage had that great tackle. Ball fell right to Memo.
Memo hit Thor.
Perfect through ball.
Yeah, that was a fucking phenomenal pass, man.
It was.
Fucking, you know, and there's some Memo haters out there. And I don't think he should ever start. Like, if we want to be playoff team, I don't think Memo Rodriguez should start, but if he came off the bench every now and again, not a lot, but like every now and again, I'd be okay with that. We know him as a squad player. Are you Memo in, Memo out, or do you stand?
I like Memo. I think Memo's stepped it up the last few games as well. I think after that god awful miss in the Open Cup, I think he kind of woke up a little bit. I think his last three performances have been pretty solid.
Yeah, that was a tough miss. So, man, on the first goal, Sebas, he's good with his feet.
He is.
He was flicked the ball around and then just boop popped it on in, and it was a weird little goal. Like I don't know, I think LA's defenders spent all last night in the Korean massage parlors because they looked like they had tired legs, especially that fuck Koulibaly.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Koulibaly,
man, that first of all, he looks like fucking Sadio Mane. And I'm not a huge Mane fan, not because he's from Africa, but because he fucking annoys me. I don't like how he plays. I also don't like that stupid haircut. He has that blonde dyed strip that goes back. I think he looks fucking dumb. I don't know what he's supposed to be, but Koulibaly looks like him. And that fucking guy was falling down more than anybody I'd ever seen. And eventually he actually was hurt.
Yeah. You flopping all night.
Now we had Sabas did that. Was that it was the second half? Sabas went down off that shitty foul by Dupuy. And then when the guys come over and they checked on him, he gives a thumbs up and he said, "I'm okay." He's just dicking around. First half. If that game ended in the first half, who is your man of the match?
Steve Clark, 100%.
Same with me. How many times? I didn't look at the stats, man, because as soon as it was like the 91st minute, was it 3-0 the final? Did they score?
Yeah, 3-0 was final.
All right, because I started setting up at like the 91st minute because I wasn't comfortable. I still thought like in the 85th minute that we'd still lose. So it was like the 91st minute. I was like, okay, I can go get ready. So where are we at? All right. Yes. Steve Clark saved our ass. And I was thinking, you know, if we can hold out to halftime, if we can go in a halftime up 1-0, we can definitely walk out of here with a draw. Like that's doable because they were fucking pounding us for quite a while. And it was lots of bodies in the way, lots of balls right at Clark, a couple of phenomenal saves, but there was a stretch there where it very easily could have become, what was it? 1-0. So 3-1.
Yeah. 3-4.
I also like
pounding us.
I'd like to make the comment on Alvarez, one of the LA Galaxy players. I don't know, Joey, where you stand on faux hawks. I don't know where you stand with them. I don't know if you have one or not. And if you do, you're going to get offended. No. Well, if you do, and if you're listening and you do, you're not going to like this. But let me precede it by saying that I can like you as a person, but still think your fucking haircut looks stupid. It's not going to change my opinion of you. I can love you. You're a wonderful person. You got a stupid fucking haircut. Alvarez has died fucking faux hawk disaster. Like, I don't understand it. And you know what it does is it reminds me of Vidal. And I can't stand Arturo Vidal, the guy from Chile.
Yep. Does he still play? I feel like I haven't heard that name in a long time.
He does. Is he on Inter Milan?
Yes, he is. He is. He started only 2 games this season.
He played a lot actually last year when they won Serie A with, what's his name? That Italian guy. Oh, yeah. Antonio Conte. That guy. He played a lot under Conte. So, but this year, yeah, no, not as much. So, I hate that ESPN fucking has those commercial breaks where nothing plays because I almost fell asleep. But second half starts. And right away. Oh, you know what? Timeout. Back the fuck up. Did you see the sitter that Corey Baird missed?
Yes.
Off the cross?
Like, that was embarrassing.
It was not even close. And then at minute 34, I was noticing Baird was just walking around the pitch. Like he looked knackered. He looked tired. 34 minutes into the match, he looked terrible. Did you see anything that I didn't see up until the first 55 minutes?
He is terrible. I think that's just what it is. I don't know how he had that one good season at RSL, and that's about it. I don't know how he got all that money in those trades with us in LA. I don't get it.
We had a good season in LA too. We had 1 or 2 good years in LA. So when he was younger, he was pretty. They thought he had a pretty high ceiling. Turns out he's just a squad player in Houston. But yeah, no man, he missed easy ones like just side footed. I know I couldn't do it. But I'm not a professional soccer player. You should be able to do. You're a forward. I'm a fucking 40-year-old man that has like a 12-inch vertical. That's it. I can't run out of sight. But side foot it. And the cross was, it was Thor. Thor with a left-footed fucking perfect cross. And he didn't even try to put it on. I mean, he tried, but God, it was so bad. Oh, all right. Sorry, man. I had to go back to that. So 55 minutes in. We sub out Memo and was it Thor? Was it Thor?
It was Baird.
Baird. Well, good. Memo and Baird come out for Bartlow and Pasher. Yeah? Yeah.
Yep.
So we sub a defender in, 55 minute. What are you thinking?
Time to park the bus.
Yeah, like for sure. I was like, all right, here we go. And I was all right with it. I thought that at that moment in time, trying to park it with 35 minutes left to play.
Yep.
I could see it.
And it's inevitable that Chicharito and Costa are coming on any second too. So,
and right before that, Thor misses that sitter where he fucking just puts it over the net, 10 feet over the net. And right then I went, fuck this guy. I'm done with Thor, because he hasn't produced.
No, he's been awful.
He's been against
the USL teams in the Open Cup. He's been pretty awful.
Yeah, he hasn't been able to score, and that's his job as a striker, is to score. Now he's been a pest. He's been harassing people, but he hasn't been putting the ball in the net. And that's what he's paid, I think it's $61,000 a year to do. It's not a very high number. It's a small one.
I also might be a little more than that. He's a generation Adidas, isn't he?
He maybe. I know he's a bit of a dick. But I don't know if he's a generation Adidas. I don't know.
Because if you picked him, what, third? Usually like the first five picks are.
Or maybe it's how he counts against our payroll, is that where that number came from.
That might be the cap hit.
I'm thinking about the...
Because I think that's how generation Adidas players work. They get a little more, but they're less of a cap hit.
Yeah, because I remember they just put out the payroll stuff.
Yeah.
That's where it's coming from. So Cebus gets that ball to Thor. Thor misses a sitter. Fedetta, I think if he's a little more selfish, he's going to score more goals. Like right there, I would have been okay with him taking that shot, especially after what Thor did with it. But him not being selfish led to 2 minutes. Fucking Tyler Pastor comes on, and 2 minutes later hits what should be a nominee for goal of the week. A curling ball, top left corner from the fucking right side of the box. Like, dude, there was no saving that. Yeah? Like, he wasn't getting that.
It was Carlos Vela-like.
And Cebus gets the assist there. So right now, we've got a 2-0 lead. I didn't like scream at this point. I was thinking, okay, well, that was a fucking golazo. Like, they're going to come pounding back. They're going to get another goal real quick, real fast. Okay. And then fucking Cebus to, who was the third goal?
Thor.
Cebus to fucking Thor with the assist to Thor. And Thor just fucking slams it in. And I literally yell out loud, what the fuck? Like, I was looking, this is insane. And I immediately also went, this is not fucking over. Like, it's 3-0. Anything could happen. In my mind, I'm like, this is going to be 4-3. We're going to fucking lose. And all of Twitter is going to fucking bash us. And we're going to listen to those other fucks that like to run their mouths in Texas. Like, I was not ready for that. Because we have fucking PTSD.
Yeah.
At what point did you feel safe, like, in this match? At what point were you like, we won?
I think when the third went in, I thought it was pretty comfortable.
What was that at? What minute was that?
I got in 60 minutes or so.
Oh, I definitely did not feel comfortable still.
And then even more so when we subbed in Steris and went six at the back.
Yeah, they put Steris in. They put in Avila. It was good seeing Steris come back playing against the Galaxy, considering he just came from the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then seeing Beto Avila come in, you know, and I started to think, we hear a lot about, is his name Owen Wolf at Austin? A lot of coverage about him. And nobody ever talks about Avila. And then I realized Avila's 21. That's why nobody talks about him. So if you guys were wondering why nobody's really talking about Beto Avila, it's because he's 21. And to be honest, he really hasn't done anything yet. Yeah. Not at the MLS level. Like, did you watch any of his Dynado stuff or follow him there?
Yes, I watched that game where he had the hat trick.
Yeah, he tore it up. But I think until he does something here, or even, you know, gets a start and produces, I don't think he's going to get extra coverage. But he's a nice young kid to watch. I think Palomino is going to be the fucking hope he is. He's saying his name for 2 years now.
I don't understand why he doesn't get any minutes in this kind of game.
I don't get it either. That's something, it's every year. soon as he came back at 16, we were thinking, oh, this kid's going to play. Never saw him. Next year, put on loan. This year, we've only seen him in Dynados. And then I think he came in an Open Cup game.
Yeah.
Like as a sub.
They had like 20 minutes against San Antonio, something like that.
But he's in all the media stuff. He's in everything that they do. I mean, I get it, but let's see him play a little bit.
At least unlike Avila, he's proved it at a more senior level because he did tear up USL last year.
Yeah. Well, the big one is Brooklyn Reigns. That's going to be the one. The idea of him and Palomino in the middle and Avila up top, that's pretty nice. It's a good feeling. But you know what? That's in the future. And right now, we just beat fucking LA. Five-time MLS champion LA. 3-0 on the road with fucking Darwin Serena, Matias Vetter in the midfield, and Corey Baird on the wing, and a rookie at the striker.
We're getting pretty used to this. I feel like we're always smacking on LA now. We just seem to have them.
Yeah, we beat them here when they came down last year. We beat them when Zlatan was here.
Yeah, those years when they all lost out in the playoffs because of it.
Yeah, and you know, in this match, this was like a 75th minute, I got the tissues and the lube out. I was like, all right, time to celebrate a little bit. Not all the way. So when the game ends, who do you pick for man of the match? You want me to give you three options?
It's got to be between Clark or Sebas.
Yes, I have those two names.
But or even Teenage.
See, here's one I have. Zeca.
Yeah.
Zeca
was pretty damn good.
He didn't have an assist. He didn't score. But even the announcers were talking about. Did you watch the LA coverage or the
yeah, it was the LA coverage.
Somebody said that Glenn was covering it without Eddie Robinson.
Yeah, it was Andrew Driver they said they had on there.
Yeah. I saw and talked to Eddie, couple of weeks ago at the game, and he didn't look too hot. He didn't look like he was feeling very well, so hope everything's all right with him. But the announcers were all over Zeca's nuts, and rightfully so. After watching him, he was up and down the pitch. He was beating men one-on-one, he was beating men one-on-two, he was creating, he was really good. And then he comes out and you see where he booted the ball like into the 10th row of the stands?
Yeah.
Dude, he's fucking orange. Like he bleeds fucking orange right now. But yeah, aside from him, I got Clark or Sabas. And man, I think it's gonna go to Sabas because he had one goal, two assists. And after tonight, in the beginning, I kind of thought he looks a little out of shape and looks a little slow. He doesn't do anything really well. And then the more I watch him, the more I realize he's actually pretty fucking good. Like, you're not too high on him, if I remember correctly from earlier in the talk. How do you feel about Ferreira?
I think he's just your classic poacher. Very composed in the box.
Yeah, I think he
could pick out a pass a lot better than a lot of strikers we've had in the past, too.
Yeah, he did that a lot tonight. A lot of through balls that were perfectly placed, and a lot of through balls, a couple, I think two or three to Baird that Baird just couldn't get to. But hopefully we don't got to see that too much more. But man, Ferreira's fucking good. He creates, he scores, he's his head. Did you notice how good he is with his head?
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if he was a good inch or two taller, he'd be the best striker in the league.
I mean, I really think that we're a bit of a stepping stone for him, and that he's going to go somewhere else eventually. But man, I'm enjoying watching him so far. I think he also team of the week. He should be a team of the week guy. Possibly all three of those guys could be on that. Clark is a argument for team of the week. Seba should be a fucking shoo-in. And I mean, really, we could have three, four, five guys. Maybe. Probably realistically, we'll have Ferreira, maybe Clark. But we should have team of the week performances, and dude, we should have a fucking goal of the week nominee.
Yeah. All three of those goals, arguably, all three of those goals were awesome.
Yeah, Thor just on Thor's goal, which we didn't even talk about. I liked how he just hit it as hard as he fucking could, right? Right wherever he could, just somewhere, because his strikes have been off and he's been, you know, he's been a lot of hit or miss a lot. Well, a lot of miss. A lot of miss.
Lots of miss.
When's the last time you felt this good after a match?
God, it's been a long time.
Oh, man.
Probably 2017.
What match? The one before Seattle?
Yeah, the Portland game.
Oh, yeah. I would say the Open Cup.
Oh, another Open game. Cup, 2017 against Seattle, the first game we played. The opening, I felt really good after that one.
Wait, we played at home?
Yeah, the opening game.
We had a red card and they won. Didn't they win like 2-1?
Yeah, because that was when Kubo finally opened the scoring.
Oh, I didn't feel good after that one at all.
See, I liked because I thought Kyoto and Elise looked incredible in that game. That gave me hope with Wilmer, because I was very pessimistic with Wilmer before that season started.
Yeah, I would say the 2018 Open Cup win versus Philadelphia was the last time I felt like this after a game. And I know I don't sound too excited, but I'm pretty fucking high and I'm actually really tired. It's been a fucking day. So, Joe, you got anything you'd like to add?
I'm interested to see next week what kind of lineup we go with now.
Who do we have next? Isn't it KC midweek?
Yes, midweek. So does Quintero definitely, I think he definitely comes back in. There's no way we drop him 2 games in a row.
Yeah, I think he's got to take that seriously. I think Paulo has to take everything seriously.
And the Open Cup's a good avenue. What, was it round of 16 now?
Yes, round of 16. I think you have to win 3 more.
Yeah.
16 to 8 to 4, 2. Yeah, you got to win 3 more to get to the final, and maybe 4 more to win it. I think we can do it. We need a little luck, good rotation.
We can easily do it. And we've looked a lot better on the road this year than damn last decade. So,
yeah, I mean, tonight, what we witnessed really was, it was a masterclass by Paulo Nakamura. This guy is a top-notch tactician, because let's be honest, he took apart an LA Galaxy team who is, what, top 3 in payroll, with a group patched together that basically was the same group who couldn't put fucking points on the board against RGV in San Antonio. Took essentially almost the same exact lineup on the road, thousands of miles from friendly territory, and dismantled 5-time MLS champion LA Galaxy.
The coach has been to 3 finals.
Yeah, and 3 fucking nil. And he did it while wearing a fucking sweater vest. Yep. Or a vest, jacket. Was he wearing a jacket vest?
It was like a jacket vest, yeah.
I don't know. Is that cold out there right now? Well, you know what, man? It's a good little chat, good little post game. I've never done one right after. I don't. I haven't. I'm tired. I fucking am. Tired. Joey, thank you for coming on. Is there anything else you want to share, man?
I thought that was just a great game, and it was awesome talking to you here.
Cool, man. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Man, it's no problem. Sometimes talking to myself gets fucking boring.
For sure.
I do it. I do it around the house. I do it. I do it all the time. Hey, if you guys made it this far, like, share, subscribe, rate, review. I got to put that somewhere in here so I remember to do it, because I always forget to do it. And apparently it's important. But anyway, boys and girls, I'm Finister. This is your Houston Dynapod podcast. And as always, go Dynapod.
The Leafs is going to get there. There's no question. He squares it. There it is. It's another. And it's Bubba Rodriguez again, scoring goals left and right. The Leafs with the assist.
Big shout out to my favorite band, Familiar with Failure, for the introductory music. You can find them at FWFTX on all social media platforms. Once again, that's Familiar with Failure. Check them out. Badass band, cool ass people.